Okay, so in this episode, I'm probably just gonna talk about random stuff. Because I don't really have any scary stories to tell. I need to go on Reddit for that. But, like, whenever I was little, like, I lived in a neighborhood. And we kind of, like, lived in the... It was pretty sketchy, I'm not gonna lie about it. Well, I had this neighbor's house. I'm still friends with her to this day. But I would go over to her house all the time because I only had, like, two friends that lived in that neighborhood. And I go over there, and I'll go over there a lot, okay? Her brother had, like, a pocket knife that he got from his grandpa. And if you're seeing this, I am so sorry, so I won't give away your real names. But, like, he thought it would be a bright idea to cut me with it off. And I was, like, super young. And so I was freaked out by that. But, yeah. And I have a lot of stories from that neighborhood, so I'll probably, share them all in this video. And, like... Another girl I'm still friends with to this day from that neighborhood, she had this dog, and it was, like, a Shih Tzu, and it, like, bit me on the cheek, and I don't know how I don't have a scar from that. It probably wasn't as deep as I remember it being. Yeah, it was, like, over-exaggerated a lot, probably. I'm just gonna share all the stories in here, so it won't be, like, you know, it'll probably be a little bit longer. And there's, like, this one girl that lived across the street. We don't talk to her. I don't even remember her name. But, like, she lived, like, right across the street from us. And we would go over to her house. And she would come to our house and everything. And one day, we go over there. And they were selling ICs. And me and my sister went to help. And she's like, oh, y'all get free ICs since you're, like, helping us or whatever. And then me and my sister only got ice. Like, shaved ice, and she said, you owe me $60 in ice by the end of it. Like, what? I don't owe you $60 in ice. Whatever. And one time, they wanted us to go, like, across the railroad track. It was pretty sketchy, but they thought there was gold over there or something. I don't know. And it was very weird. I have a lot of stories from that neighborhood. One time, the same girl that, like, lived across the street, she said, like, she would cut open her stuffed animals if her neck hurt. I don't know why, but she would, like, cut them open and put, like, stuff inside of them. I don't remember what it was. I think it was, like, for some reason, I can't remember what it's called, but she would put it inside there and, like, put it in the, microwave for, like, 30 seconds and put it on her neck. Like, why would you do that? The poor stuffed animals... Like, I wouldn't do that. God, I have a lot of stories from that neighborhood. One time whenever I was little, I broke my arm. I don't even remember. Oh, I fell off monkey bars. I broke my arm because I fell off monkey bars. And it was bad. Like, it only fractured it, but still, I couldn't, like, do anything. And, like, we lived near, like, this playground. It was, like, a water playground. And it was, like, and I couldn't, like, go in the water park, and there was, like, Fun Fest, and I couldn't do that either. I could barely do, I couldn't do anything. It was so boring, and that was, like, the worst year. I have a lot of stories from that neighborhood. And, like, I used to live in this, whenever we lived there, I went to this one school, and everybody there was, like, so nice. But the people that, like, went in the auditorium, like, people would start hiding in the, library to get away from them. They were so mean. They would, like, make fun of us. But they got fired, apparently. Because I don't go there anymore. I go to a different school. But, yeah, this is going to be a short episode. But, bye.